We're up to Siman Reish Mem Beis in Yoredeh, which is the beginning of a new set of halachos. We did Reish Mem Aleph, which was Kibud Av V'Em. Now we're moving into Hilchos Kovid Rabbo V'Talmud Chacham. It's a very large Siman Reish Mem Beis in Yoredeh, Shelo Lohoros B'Fnei HaRav, not to paskin in front of the Rav. V'din Rav Shemach LaKvodo Ubo Lamid Vav Se'ifim. So 36 Se'ifim. So we're going to start today by jumping around a bit, and then I hope we'll be going straight through. There's a Mishnah at the very end of Eilu Metzias, Baba Metzias Daf Lamid Gimel Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says as follows. The Mishnah there, the Perek is talking about lost objects. So the Mishnah says as follows: Avedas Oviv v'Avedas Rabo. If your father loses something and your Rebbe loses something, and you find the two lost objects, whose object do you return first? Says the Mishnah: Shal Rabo Kodemes. He first returns his father's Aveda. I'm sorry. He first returns the Rebbe's Aveda. Shal Rabo Kodemes. He first returns the Rebbe's Aveda and then the father's Aveda. Why does the Rebbe take precedence over the father? She'oviv heviyu la'olam hazeh, because your father brings you to olam hazeh. The Rabbo shlimdo chachma miviyo l'chaye olam haba. And the Rebbe who teaches you chachma brings you to olam haba. And therefore, the Rebbe takes precedence over the father. The Mishnah continues that if the father is himself is a tamal chacham, so then I guess the father has 2 points. So shall Aviv Kodemes. So then he would in fact return the father's object. The Gemara goes on to say they're both drowning at sea. Who do you say was both kidnapped? Who do you say first? So I was at a certain wedding, and my father was there with my uncle and one of my close rebbeim from Yeshiva and Orachayim in Queens. And so I was introducing it to my father. My father turns to my uncle and says, "This is the rabbi that if we're both drowning, my son's going to save him before he saves me." Rabbi Benevicki from Orachai. So on the spot, Rabbi Benevicki pointed out that these halachas are only talking about a Rebbe Muvach, not a regular Rebbe, what's called the Rebbe Muvach, which we're going to get to in a minute. Let's just do one thing at a time. So let's take a look at Sif Aleph. Reish Membeis Aleph. Chayav Adam Bekovid Rabo V'Yiraso Yoser Mibishal Ovid. So we have a mitzvah Kibud Av V'Em. We have a mitzvah Ish Im of Ovid Tirao. But the Chiyuv of Kovid and Moira towards a Rebbe is even greater than that of a father. And that's learned out from this Mishnah in Bava Metzia, Andaf Lamed Gimel. Hagot note says the Ramah, Ovid Shehu Rabo Muvok. What if your father is your Rebbe Muvok? Which was probably very common back in the day. If the father, I guess even if, I mean, depending on how bright the son was and how bright the father was, how learned the father was. But says the Ramah, Ovid Shehu Rabo Muvok. Korioso bedabro rabo. If your father is your Rebbe Muvok, then you don't say my father. You don't say Avi Mori. You say Moiri v'Rabbi. You refer to him as your Rebbe, not as your father. Aval b'rabo she'ino muvok. But if he's a Rebbe, that's not a Rebbe Muvok, which we have not yet defined. Korioso Abba. Then he refers to him as Abba or Avi Mori. Says the Shach on the outside of the page, Sifkat and Aleph, quotes the Darkei Moshe, this is the Ramah, Yesh lo mod nizu, divisha aviv hu rabba, koryoso rebi, velo abba mori, nechei muchach, reish perik hazav, so they learn now from Gemara in Bav Metzia, and daf mem dalet, that Reb Shimon b'Rebi called his father Rebi and not father. And then the Shach goes on to say, skip a line or two, V'tzarech Ian, she'ein Ogin Kane. That's not the minute. The minute is that when your father is your Rebbe, you don't ignore the fact that he's your father. Hilkach Yesh Lomar, the Afagav, meaning, we just said that the covet of a Rebbe is more than the covet of a father. So to refer to someone as your Rebbe is a higher accolade and a higher sheva than referring to him as your father. Because your Rebbe is on a, you treat your Rebbe in a higher level than your father. Now, I don't know why you can't be both. Like the Rush, every time he quotes the tour, every time he quotes his father, the Rush, Adoni Avi Mori V'Rabbi. So he says both. So here the Rama says, based on that Gemara about Metzia, he says, he refers to his father as his Rebbe, and that is his father, because that's a higher level of praise. But then the Shach says that we don't see that people do that. And he goes on to disagree with the Rama, and he says that, no, your father, before he was your Rebbe, Muvak, he was your father. When you were 4 years old and playing Lego with your father, you weren't calling him Rebbe, you were calling him Dad. So he says you should continue referring to him as your father. And Mistaba, he says, even though maybe the official halacha should be that it's a higher praise to refer to him as your Rebbe over father, but we assume that the father is mochel. Mistaba, the father is mochel on his covenant, so it's enough to call him your father and not, right, and you don't have to refer to him as your Rebbe. Okay, that is Sif Aleph. Now, we're going to go through a whole bunch of halachos. That's Sif Beis. Sif Beis is a little bit more to talk about than I'm prepared to talk about, but let's start Sif Beis. Maybe we'll touch it up tomorrow. Based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Adav Kuf Yud, says Reish Mem Beis, says the Shulchan Aruch, Kalacholik al Rabba, one who disagrees with his Rebbe, Kalacholik al Hashchina. It's like disagreeing with Hashem himself. If he fights with his Rebbe, Chas v'shalom, it's like fighting with Hashem. You call him Misraim alav. If you complain about your Rebbe, he's a Misraim al Shechina. Your Rebbe is compared to the Shechina. As Hashem alakecha tira, the pasuk says the rabbos tamidei chachamim. The Rebbe is compared to Hashem. Now our parents, we said, are also compared to Hashem. Gemara says there's three partners in the creation of every baby: mother, father, Hashem. The choha maharher achar rabba ki maharher achar Shechina. One who, the question is, what does Maharher mean? Literally, Maharher is to think, meaning question the Rebbe type of thing. It's like questioning the Shechina. Okay, we're going to put this on hold. So now, this simin goes on and on and on, giving all these halachas of a Rebbe. And then, all the way in Sif Lamed, and I want 30 Seifim later, and I want to skip to Sif Lamed, it says, by the way, everything that we learned in this whole simin, like Rabbi Bernadiki pointed out to my father and my uncle, whose aveda do you return first? Who do you say take a ransom or take out of captivity first? All these things that we just started touching on, but it's going to continue now for 29 Seifim, says the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Lamed, Reish Mem Beis Lamed, Kol Eilu Adrar Shem Manu Shitzarach L'Chabib Emes Rabo Lo Omru Elo B'Rabo Muvah. That's only talking about a Rebbe Muvah. What is a Rebbe Muvah? So that same Gemara in Bav Metzia and Daf Lamed Gimel, the end of Perek Eilu Metzias, brings out a Braisa. Rabo Sheomru, when we talk about the Rebbe taking precedence over the father, Rabo Shelimdo Chachma, it's the Rebbe that teaches you Chachma. What's Chachma? Rashi explains over there, Gemara. V'lom Mikra u'Mishnah. It's not the Rebbe that taught you Chumash. It's not the Rebbe that taught you Mishnah. It's the Rebbe that teaches you Gemara. Divrei Rav Meir. Continues the Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol Sherov Chachma Sohimenu. You know what kind of Rebbe we're talking about? A Rebbe from whom you've learned most of your Chachma. Okay, that's a very high level of intensity. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Afin Loher Einem El Mishnah Achas, Zeho Rabo. Even if someone taught you one Mishnah, that's considered your Rebbe. Ula goes on to say in that Gemara that the Talmidei Chachamim in Bavel used to respect each other. Look, when you learn with a Chavrusa, you're teaching him, he's teaching you, he's teaching you, you're teaching him your Chavrusas, but if you look at it a little more broadly, I'm his Rebbe and he's my Rebbe, because I've learned from him and he's learned from me. So Ula says that Talmidei Chachamim in Bavel would stand up for each other. And when one of them would pass away, they would tear kriya on each other. Okay, but what? So we have three opinions in the Braisa. So what is this Rebbe Muvak? What is the Rebbe referred to that we have an entire simon of Reish Mem Beis? What kind of Rebbe? So Gemara continues. I'm Rebbe Yochanan. Halacha like Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yochanan passing halacha like Rebbe Yehuda. What kind of Rebbe are we talking about? Someone from whom you've learned Rove Chachma, most of your Chachma. Rav Sheshes goes on to disagree. He passing like Rebbe Yossi. However, the Rambam and the Rosh and the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch all passing like Rebbe Yehuda. The Rebbe that we were talking about is a Rebbe that's taught you most of your Chachma. So let's see that inside in Sim. Again, we're skipping to Simen Lamed. Skipping to Simen Lamed. Because otherwise, we're learning all these tons and tons of halachas, but without to know how to apply it. I think first we should learn how to apply it, then we know what we're dealing with. Sif Lamed, Reishon Beis Lamed. Kol Ilu Adorim Shamanu Shachak L'chabim is Rabbo. Lo Amru El Barabbo Muvok. All these halachas are only about a Rebbe Muvok. What's a Rebbe Muvok? The Hainu Sherov Chachma Sumi Menu. Most of your Chachma comes from him. That means if you are a Chumash Jew or a Tanakh Jew, that's what you learned and that's what you know. And most of your Tanakh was learned from Rebbe X. Rebbe X is your Rebbe Muvok in Mikra Mikra. If you are a Mishnayis Yid, you've learned X amount of Mishnayis, and most of them were taught to you by Rabbi Y. So Rabbi Y is your Rebbe Muvok in Mishnah Mishnah. In Gemara Gemara, if you're a Gemara Yid, you've learned 100 Dapim of Gemara in your life, and this Rebbe has taught you 51 of those Dapim, so he's your Rebbe Muvok. How God notes, says Ramah. Ubiyamim elu ikur harabonis enu tovim mishalimdu hapilpul v'chilukim shenogibem bezman hazeh rak mishalimdu pshat halach v'ir ramidu ala emes v'hayosha. From the Maharik. The Ramon is basically saying, it's not the Rebbe that teaches you how to use your thumbs, it's more the Rebbe that teaches you the pshat halach v'ir to be able to learn the sugya properly and come out with the emes and the yosha. Aval, continues the Machaber. If you didn't learn most of your chachma from this Rebbe, you do not have to apply this whole simin, Reish Mem Beis, or a good chunk of Reish Mem Beis, which is referring to the Rebbe Muvok. Aval omed milefanav, but if he's, he didn't teach you most of your chachma, but he taught you shir for a year, for half a year, for a few days. Omed milefanav, mishigil aramos, if he walks by, you should stand up. He passes away. Okay, this is, I have to study a little bit more in depth because this is not the minig. The korea alav kishem shu korea al kol hamesim shu mesabed alayim. He has to tear kriya on this Rebbe. Okay, that we have to look into a little bit more. Just like he tears kriya on his relatives, he has to tear kriya on the Rebbe, even if it's not the Rebbe. Muvok afilu lo lama mimen ela davar echad. Even if you only learn one thing from him, bein katov bein gadol, omer milafan korea alav. He should stand for him, and he should tear kriya, and this is discussed at length in Hilchos Kriya and Avelis, which is at the very end of Yoredei Gimel, Siman Shemem Seif Ches. Okay, this is probably learned out from Ula. It's Tamidei Chachamim and Babel, whatever they learned from each other, that was enough for them to tear kriya and stand up for each other. Now, so the Shach brings down over here on the outside of the base of Katan Manifest. Shnei Tamidei Chacham halomdi biyachad. Two Tamidei Chacham learn together. Umakshim umufarkim zelzeh. They ask questions and they give answers. Yesh poskim didina karabo mubok liinyan amidu kriya. Some say he has the status of your Rebbe Muvok. Your Chavrusa that you learn with for years has the status of a Rebbe Muvok in terms of standing up and tearing kriya. Yesh cholkin, and there are those that disagree. Kedisa v'yosef. The Kosar Rav Shnei Asaros, it comes to Man Shin Mem Sivches. Okay, we have to look at Shin Mem Sivches, which we're not going to do right now. But there it discusses these two opinions, how to view a long-standing Chavrusa, from whom you've each learned a lot. When one of them is Nifter after 120, how should the other one act? Now, the Poskim point out that nowadays, most of our Chachma does not come from rabbis. Most of the Chachma comes from the books. I sit, I learn a sefer. I learn this sefer. I open this Gemara. Open a Chumash. Open Rashi. Open a Gemara. Rashi, Tosis, Rambam, Halacha, Mishabur, Shataz. Most of my chachma doesn't come from an individual rabbi. Most of my chachma comes from the Sfar. So there are many that say that nowadays there's no such thing as a Rebbe Mubak at all. There's such an idea. There are others that say, even though it's true that most of your technical chachma came, you learned on your own from the Sfarim, but if you have a Rebbe that you learned by, not a year ago, a Rebbe that you mamish learned by for years and years, and he gave you your whole mahalach and learning, how to learn, and everything that you've done after that came from, you know, his whole mahalach, and you spent years by him, so then that should have a status of a Rebbe Mubak. By the Hasidim, they talk about, by the Baal Shem Tov, that his Talmidim, we considered him the Rebbe Mubak, because he gave them a whole mahalach and life and how to live. And if I'm not mistaken, I don't remember this 100%, but it could be that Rav Noach Weinberg held that his students in Eishet Torah, his Bali Tshuva, he brought them to Yiddishkeit. If he brought them to Yiddishkeit, so, you know, that's Rav Chachma. Everything that you have is based on that person who is Makar in you. Now, in the Kiruv world today, there are people who have one Rebbe, he was Makar in me. But I think a lot of people have, you know, he got me started, but then I met Rabbi X, and he influenced me, and Rabbi Y had a Hashpah, and Rabbi Z. So it's not necessarily one individual Rabbi. Well, there definitely could be. You're in school, and then the Kiruv campus, Kiruv Rabbi, spends 4 years with you. You come in, you didn't know Aleph Beis, you didn't know what Shabbos was, and you didn't know what Tefillah was. He left after 4 years an observant Jew, and you know how to learn. You know, he really was mamish makariv. By the time you got to the yeshiva, you were already built up into a Torah Jew. So then, there's a strong tzad to say that such a Rebbe would be considered a Rebbe Mubak. Now, in Reish Mem Dalet, I'm sorry for skipping so much. Let's look ahead and see on Reish Mem Dalet, which is Hilchos Kavod Talmud Chacham. Reish Mem Dalet Yud. There, let's take a look. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Im hu muflag b'chachma. If there's a rabbi in town, rabbi in the yeshiva, who's muflag b'chachma, he's a huge Talmud Chacham. Afil ein a rabba. He's not your rabbi. You don't hear shir from him. But he's a giant Talmud Chacham. Dino k'rabba muvah. Then he also has a status of a Rebbe Mubak, even though you did not learn by him. Now, the Ramah here clarifies the Shulchan Aruch and says, Mishu gadol hador, umafursim bedaro, bekach nikra muflag b'chachma. Now, what does it mean he's a giant Talmud Chacham? Baruch Hashem, there are plenty of giant Talmudei Chachamim around. Are they all considered my Rebbe Mubak? I don't even know who they are. So the Ramah clarifies and says, no. Only if he stands out in the generation, doesn't stand out in your shul, doesn't stand out in your yeshiva, he stands out in the generation, among my students, you know, among the super rabbis, I tell me you used to call them. He is considered a God of Ador. In the generation, he stands out amongst the rabbanim of the generation, he stands out above and beyond. And he has the status of a Rebbe Mubak, even if you did not learn by him. Now, this is partially learned out from Gemara in Brachos, on Daf Lamed Aleph. The Pasuk says in Sefer Shmuel, Vayishchatu es hapar, they slaughtered the cow, Vayivu es hana'ar el eli, and they brought the lad, the na'ar there is Shmuel, Shmuel the youngster, is a kid. I think he was 3 years old, he was a boy. They brought the boy to Eli. So the Gemara asks, Ma kesha? They slaughtered the cow, so they brought the kid to Eli. What does one have to do with the other? So Eli said, go bring a Kohen to slaughter the cow. And little boy Shmuel, who's going to be Shmuel HaNavi, said, Mapidom, you don't need a Kohen to slaughter the cow. Shchita Ksheir Bizar. Everything done at the Beis HaMikdash requires a Kohen only after the slaughtering, when they receive the blood. The blood has to be received by a Kohen, sprinkled on the Mizbeach by a Kohen. But the slaughtering, Shchita, Ksheir, Bizar. The slaughtering can be done by anybody. So, they said to the little boy Shmuel, it's a very good Svara. You're probably right, but you just passed him in front of Eli. And you're Chayim Misa. And then Chana comes and starts crying. She's pleading for her son's life. So Tosis asks, Shmuel at this point was a very little boy. He didn't yet start learning by Eli. Why is it called passing in front of the Rebbe? He wants to get the Rebbe. He didn't learn by Eli. He just started, just got there. So Tosis asks his kasha. Tosis says as follows. Even though Shmuel did not yet learn from Eli HaKohen, become Akum, Gadol Hador Haya. He was the Gadol Hador. Uba little Malafanam. And he came to learn in front of him, even though he didn't learn yet. What is Tosa saying? So this is a big machlokes Rishonim between the Maharik and the Shmuel Sedeshim. The Maharik says, the Gadol Hador is only your Rebbe Mubak if you came to learn by him. But if he just happened, he's the Gadol Hador, but just, I never learned by him. So then, he would not be your Rebbe Mubak. However, the Shmuel Sedeshim understands, and this is how the Ber HaGola brings down this halacha. Ber HaGola Ois Chav. It's Tur from Rebbe Peretz. Ukedas HaToysis B'brachas Daf Lamin Aleph. Kumar Shekasa B'Shmuel Sedeshim Sinan Kuf Lamin Ches. D'Trei Shinuye Ninu. Tosis is bringing down two different independent answers. One is that he's a Gadol Hador. If he's a Gadol Hador, it doesn't matter if you didn't learn one word from him. He's considered your Rebbe Mubak. He's a Gadol Hador. Now, that fits with the first answer of Tosis. I don't know how the Shmuel Sedeshim would explain. I didn't look further into this. I didn't see the Shmuel Sedeshim inside. But how do you learn the second answer? If the two independent answers, and one is Gadol Hador, great. Gadol Hador is your Rebbe Mubak even if you never learned by him. I understand that. But the second answer is Ubo Lil Malafanav. And where do we see that the Rebbe that I come to learn by, even before I started learning by him, we said you have to learn from Rov Chachma. I came to learn Rov Chachma by him? It's a little hard to say. Rov Chachma should take years of relationship and learning, and I came to learn by him, Ba Lil Malafanav, and that's considered a Rebbe Mubak. It's hard to understand the second tzad. So I don't understand the second tzad, but this is how the Ber HaGadol understands the psak of the Machaber and the Ramah. And the source for the Gadol Hador bringing Rebbe Mubak is that Shmuel was Chayav Misa for passing in front of Eli, even though he did not yet learn by him, because he was the Gadol Hador. So, bottom line, we have a lot of halachos here of Rabbo. Rabbo means Rebbe Mubak. Most people, Bezon HaZed, do not have a Rebbe Mubak. Someone who spends years in Shemush by a certain Rebbe, and even though most of what he learns still comes from the Sfarim, perhaps some would say that that's considered a Mubak because he learned the whole Mahalak and how to learn and how to paskin. He learned that from a Rebbe over a course of years, so many would say that that's considered a Rebbe Mubak. We said that a Gadol Hador, Reish Mem Dalet Sifyut, would be considered a Rebbe Mubak for whom these halachos would apply. And the same thing with the Baal Tshuva, if he really can point to one person that really gave him his whole Mahalach in life, perhaps there's room there also to say that such a person is a Rebbe Mubak. So we just did Siman Reish Mem Beis Sif Aleph, we touched on Sif Beis, we did Sif Lamed, and we jumped to Reish Mem Dalid Yud to finish off the category of Rebbe Mubak.